I was all set to start my series, launching into 2021, and I was apprehended by God. I was arrested by God Monday night, and it was one of those, or maybe I was one of the, it was left or right. Anyway, and God said, no, let's just do this first. And I think it's a message we need to hear. Obviously, it's a message we need to hear because God, I really believe, told me to share it. It's what I'm grateful for. And if you're going, I'm grateful for nothing. Nothing, I'm grateful for nothing. Everything sucks. I'm grateful for nothing. Well, I got good news. If you drill hard enough, you're going to find something that you're grateful for. And everything is going to change. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Gratitude is that great elixir from God. Now, that's an old word. And you could say medicine. You could say ointment. You could say treasure. But you know, back your great-great-great-great-grandmother used to have her home remedy elixir, and it cured everything. Hey? Just like Windex, yeah. Just take a mouthful of Windex and it cures everything. Anyway, this is the great elixir from God, and that is being grateful. This is what the Lord has been speaking to me about. He always speaks to me about this. Complaining is easy. Gratitude is hard. Complaining is draining, but gratitude is rewarding. Complaining is right at the surface, but gratitude you got to drill for. Complaining is with natural sight, but gratitude is with divine vision. Oh, come on, somebody say amen. I came up with that all by myself this week. Complaining is with natural sight. It's easy to see stuff that's wrong, but it takes God to drill and to dig and to get excited about the good things he's doing. And that, my friend, is divine vision. And when we get feeling sorry for ourselves, has anybody here ever felt sorry for themselves? I never have. Just all the time. And we get complaining about stuff. But then our gentle, loving Heavenly Father comes alongside and whispers in our ear, snap out of it. Snap out of it. Aren't you glad when your loving Father says, snap out of it? At least that's what he says to me. And when we have, often when we look high and we look low for a remedy, almost to the point of exhaustion, but we miss that thing that's right before us, and that is gratitude. One author writes, gratitude is the muscle that needs to be exercised. Actually, that author was me, but I just thought I'd put it in there because it's just, because it's true. It's the muscle that we got. You know what? We're working out, we're on a workout regime, and Tammy's on a workout regime. So many people are doing New Year's resolutions with a new year workout regime. If that's probably in your own home. But you know what? Let's work the muscle of gratitude. Somebody say amen. Say yes. Let's work that muscle. Ah. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Complain or give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
I just don't know what God's will is for my life. I'm Christian and I'm following Jesus. I just don't know what his will is for my life.
Giving thanks is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's that easy. I do not cease to give thanks for all of you, remembering you in my prayers. You know, that's what Paul said to the Thessalonian church, or to the, to the Ephesians church. And you know what? That's my sentiment. That is my echo as well. I don't stop saying thank you for Emerge Church and all the people that are watching online. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, this was, you go in the concordance, you look up the word thankful and you put them down or grateful. You put them down and you say them. And I was going to just read this. And then last night I was struck by some words in this verse. It was almost like Holy Spirit was putting his finger on it. It says, therefore, let us be grateful for receiving the kingdom of God that can't be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. Now, I don't know if you know the context of this, but it's one of those scriptures that we love. We've declared it. We've quoted it. And it's that scripture that says, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And how many people know there's a whole lot of shaking going on? In 2020, there was a whole lot of shaking going on. But you know what can't be shaken? That's the eternal things. That is God. And you know what it says there? Be grateful for receiving the kingdom that can't be shaken. Now, the world is fragile and flimsy and a floating mess. I like alliteration. That's what the world is. I feel sorry for people that are trusting this world because, oh my goodness, it is a fragile, flimsy, floating mess. And we were talking about this week as I was texting someone. That's it. Yeah, texting someone. The rules change every single day. You don't know what to trust. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to, because the rules change every single day. You have to go online or you have to watch the news and you have to see what's the next mandate. What's the new law? What's the new rule? But we have an unshakable, immovable rock, and his name is Jesus. Oh, come on. Somebody say amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, he's so good. Colossians 3:15-19. I think there's a theme here. And Paul says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And then he says, and be thankful. I love that. He just starts a sentence and then he just goes, you know what? And be thankful. And I'd like to say that if you're thankful, then the peace of Christ will rule your heart. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing each other in wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. See, it includes all those things. You know, the older generation sang their hymns. You know, we sing choruses. See, it's all there. With thankfulness in your heart. And whatever you do in word or deed, there's that word or deed again, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Thankful, thankfulness, give thanks. I think Paul was onto something here. I need you, listen to me, I need you to leave this place today or leave your couch today for those watching online, and I need you to rise from that couch. And I need you to determine in your heart, I am going to be more grateful today. In fact, I'm going to be more grateful today and going forward because it is the elixir from God. Now, before I venture into the new sermon series that I'm very excited about, by the way, talking about the city gates, I just want to share a report on some wonderful things that Jesus did in 2020. Beautiful things that emerged. You get it? Emerged out of the ashes and came to light in a very wearisome, dark season. Obviously, there's tons of things I'm grateful for, but I want to talk about the things that really relate to all of us as the body of Christ, as a church family. I'm thankful to God for his, and I'm thankful. I am so thankful for his sustaining health. This is off record, but and it's got nothing to do with my sermon, but I'm just so thankful for the health that he has given me. I remember when years ago, back in Belleville, and when you're sort of the only dude, you got to preach. And if you're sick, you got to preach. There was only one time, and it was about 7 years ago, I had a fever of about 400, and I was sweating, and I was dizzy, and I was vomiting, and my chest was full. I was sick. I finally called up a buddy of mine, and this was Sunday morning. And I said, Andy, his name is Andy Woodworth, and I said, Andy, I can't preach. You got to preach for me. And he preached, and I'm very, very grateful. But you know what? I can honestly say I'm just thankful to God that God has kept me from sickness, especially on Sundays, because you know what? The word's got to be preached. Now, I know Allison, I know she'd be faithful, and I know there's many, many others that would be very, very gracious, and Kruma. But you know what? I just thank God for his healing. I thank God for my family. You know, there's this song we bought this Christmas, and what is it? What's that one? I'm thankful for my mom, and I'm thankful for my dog, and I'm thankful for my truck. Chris Tomlin, yes, I'm thankful for my half ton, and I'm thankful for my rifle. No, nothing like that. But you know, I'm thankful for God. What I'm thankful for is my family. I got to move on. I am so thankful to my family and to the family of God. Okay, here we go. Here's the five things that I am very, very grateful for as we ended 2020 into 2021. Number one, and I mentioned this briefly at the Christmas Eve service, but it bears repeating, it's the significance of our new online presence. This right here. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Thank you, Jesus. It simply wouldn't have happened if we weren't struck with COVID. It wouldn't have happened this fast. So I thank Jesus. Not only will it not dissolve after COVID, it will be a mainstay going forward. And that being the case, we will continue to improve the product, ensuring greater reach. Oh, and we want greater reach. Now, another thing. People that aren't from here, what is so wonderful about this thing? People that aren't from here and couldn't make it to a service because they're probably from another town or even another province, even another country, they can be encouraged and blessed and watch us online. And who is this for? It's also for those that are curious or new to God, but just aren't quite ready to plunge into a public service yet. You know what I mean? They've made a decision for God, maybe. Or maybe they're curious about God. But I don't know if I can go and be with all those perfect Christians. Because if I walk in that place, it'll burn down. Well, just watch us online then. And have your house burned down. No. It's trust me. It won't burn down. Now, not only that, it's something that if you can't be here on any given Sunday, you're from here, you go to this church, but you can't be here for whatever reason on a Sunday, it's archived, and it makes it very, very simple to review a sermon series in sequence. So maybe you were here for the first session, you couldn't come to the second one, but you could watch the second one, and then you'd be ready without any review, you could be ready for 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, and 10. There'll be lots of long series this year because God is really speaking about some powerful things. Second thing that I am very, very grateful to God for, and that is for the development of our worship team. Thank God for our worship team. I warned everyone earlier. I said, I'm going to brag on you guys, so just bear with me. I am thankful for our audio-visual streaming team. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Who says people aren't still willing to work for the kingdom of God? And you know what? And we do it. They do it week in and they do it week out. And I am so proud of them. So proud of them. And why is this so significant? I'll tell you why. It's the technical team that is aiding the worship team, which is the driving force behind our new YouTube channel. Did you get that? It's so cool. They are making this happen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I am also so honored to have the one who is putting it all together, our new music and media coordinator. Where are you? I see that hand. I see that hand. Tim Young is in here somewhere. Thank you to Tim Young. Can we say thank you to Tim Young to make that happen? Thirdly, I am so grateful to Kruma and to Yvette. They've come here all the way from Cameroon, and they've come to Sylvan Lake, Alberta, and they've become part of this family, and they've plugged in, and they're saying, you know what? We want to be here. We not only want to be in Sylvan Lake, but we want to be in Emerge Church, and we want to make a difference. Incredible. Incredible. And this deeply committed prayer team, thank you to all of you. I don't want to mention any names because I might miss one of you and that would break my heart. But nothing happens without prayer. And I am so thankful. Every single week they get together and they call on Jesus for us. They call on Jesus for us. And if that's not enough, they connect and they text and they get on social media, and every day they have an encouraging word, and they have prayer requests, and they pray every day. Every day. That speaks volumes to me, and I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because no ministry launches nor grows without the impetus of prayer. Can I say that 45 more times? Now, if you know me, that's not just the nice statement from a pastor because he has to say that. I believe in prayer. I am a prayer. I pray with the team as often as I can. And I thank God for it. And we're going to pray the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of this month. And we're going to believe for miracles. Prayer is the wind to the sails. It is the wind beneath my wings. No, it is the wind beneath my sails. Nothing happens without prayer. Oh, we're going to be talking more about that next week and the week after. So we got to move on. Fourthly, I'm so grateful. Giving has changed. Our giving at church has changed. 2020 marked a completely different way that people are generous. But doesn't matter how they do it, I thank God for this church because this is a generous church. So give yourself a hand. They get it. And we've only been able to navigate in these troubled waters because of such generous giving. And by that I mean we didn't do what we would naturally do, because what the world says is hoard and bunker down and take. But the kingdom of God says give. We're going to talk about that just in a minute. We didn't bunker down and we didn't just hoard every morsel. We did the very opposite. We gave away. Now listen to me. I long for more people to take hold of this truth. Because unfortunately, there is a disparity. It's almost like it's the 80-20 syndrome. You know, there are those that give very, very generously, and I say thank you. And then there are those that don't, because it's almost like they say, well, I can't, so I just trust those that can. No. Ha. You give to get to give. See, our church, our generous giving, you got to get the progression of this, loose generous giving to us, which loose generous giving through us. Now, did you get that? Our giving, loose generous giving to us, back to us, and then in turn, loose generous giving through us. You see the circle of that? Because you give to get to give. And if there's anything I learned this years ago, if you want something to happen, if you expect people to take hold of a truth, then you got to model it yourself. I want to model purity. I want to model that I speak well, that I don't complain. I want to model that I'm grateful. I want a room to be charged and full because I am a grateful man, not a complaining man. Help us, Jesus. I want to be a generous man. I want our church to be generous. And we're able to launch the filming of our services. And like I said last week, able to give more benevolent resources than ever before because of the gifts that have been given us. So thank you, Jesus. The principle's the same. It's an individual or it's a collective church. And here is the principle. Oh, there it is right there. Look at that. Here it is. Here's the great truth. Here's the liberty right here. Give and it'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over and placed in your bosom. Full, full, full. For the same measure you use, it'll be measured to you. Worship team, come on back. We're almost done. The kingdom order. Kingdom order. We're going to talk about kingdom order just for a moment. I want to challenge us today. What is the first step? The first step is give. It doesn't say get, it says give. Giving is the first thing we do. And if that is giving money, or if that is giving kindness, or if that is giving a cherry pie, which I was given this Christmas, hallelujah, enjoyed it immensely, you give first. You don't expect first, you give first. Because believing is seeing. Not seeing is believing. See, the world says seeing is believing. Kingdom says believing is seeing. You're going to love me after this, aren't you? Just say, I'm going to love you after this. Amen. People say, I'd give if I had more money. That, my friend, is a poverty mentality. You would have more money if you give. Do you see the change? Do you see the shift? Do you see the mentality change? Everything changes when you get a hold of this. What's the Bible say? If you can be trusted with little, you can be trusted with lots. So we give when we have little, so that in turn we can be trusted to give more when we have more. We are a blessed church. Because we've always understood and we've walked in this principle. When you give, it increases kingdom work. And listen to me, and you will have more money after than you would have if you didn't give. I heard that that's true. Someone testifies that that is true. See, if you give, you're actually going to have more money than if you didn't give. Ah,
Giving comes from a grateful heart, and a grateful heart makes us more generous. Come on. Did you hear that? Giving comes from a grateful heart, and a grateful heart makes us more generous. Let's not think of why we can't be generous, but instead let generosity change our thinking. We got to tweet that one. We got to put that out this week. There's my quote of the week. Let's not think of why we can't be generous. Let's instead be generous, which changes our thinking. Come on. And what I'm grateful for, more than anything else, I am grateful for the incredible, sustaining, empowering, love-infused grace of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus, you're so good. He's so good. Have you started to step into the abundance of grace yet? I don't mean grace that saved you. I'm talking about stepping into the abundance of grace. The power to live. I've shared this many, many times, but I'm by nature a moody person. Prone to great mood swings. Depression to manic. Depression to manic. But it is the grace of God that sustains me and keeps us. It's the grace of God. Hold on, trust, ask for, apply the grace of God. Now, church, what are you grateful for? What did I do with the clicker? Underneath my mask, oh, underneath my mask. What are you grateful for, church? I'm grateful he found his clicker. Hallelujah. I need you to write down this week. This is your homework this week. Write down the things you're grateful for. You go to widescreen if you can. I want you to write down. Usher team, people doing communion, would you get ready? Would you come on up here? I want you to write down the things you're grateful for. And you know what? Oxygen is going to come into the room. If you don't know Jesus yet, what a perfect opportunity to come to Jesus. What a perfect opportunity. 2021 can be your year that you come to God and you learn to be grateful to God. Whew. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Just hold it. We're going to have everyone come. Stand with us, church. Come and get one of these things, one of these elements. Stand with us and come and get one. If you know Jesus today, you know what? This means a lot to you, so come on up. If you don't know Jesus, then come and get to know Jesus right now. Come and get to know Jesus right now. Accept Jesus right now, and then this communion can mean so much. Take one and bring it back to here. I hope that you watching online maybe even got some bread or some juice or gosh, even your coffee. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm going to worship Jesus. I'll hand you.
Jesus, you're so good. Come on, sing it.
Yes, I will. Yeah. All my days.
There it is. There it is. I choose to praise. Name above all names.
Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name.
Hey, yeah. Come on. Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen. I just believe that just sensing the Lord is just really ministering right now. It's the first time we've taken the emblems. It's the first time we've done communion 2021. I know we say it every year, but can we make it a truth? Make 2021 best year ever. We're guaranteed it's going to be better than 2020. And you know what? Maybe there's someone today that has crossed over from death onto life and is doing communion for the first time as a believer and a follower of Christ. Maybe you've done it time and time and time again, but it was just ritual. And today is the day that you do it because now you're a brand new believer. You've crossed over and now Jesus has become real. Oh, church, let's be grateful. If you have a rotten day, if you have a lousy day, if black comes over your heart, if black comes over your mind, I've got the elixir. Shout it out, praise it out, worship it out. Lift up his holy name because he will never fail. He will never fail. I guarantee one of my teams today is going to lose. They're going to fail me. But guess what? Jesus never will. Now, I notice I'm watching a few people trying to figure these things out. It's very simple. There's a tab for the top, and then there's a bottom tab. So what you do is you take off the top tab, and you take out the biscuit. I've been practicing this. See, I'm on my game now. And see, hold this in your hand. And I know it's using our imagination, but Jesus, and the night before he was executed, he told the disciples, he said, take this bread, and as a metaphor, just think of it as my body. And my body is going to be mutilated tomorrow. You don't understand this yet, but my body is going to be mutilated, going to be ripped to shreds tomorrow. That's what Jesus said. But I'm doing it for you. My broken body is to heal our broken lives. Let's partake together. In Jesus' name, thank you for giving your body, Lord. I find it interesting. We, as communion, I've been doing this for 30, 35. Well, I've done it for years. I've done it for most of my life, doing communion. And we always do it together, don't we? Do the bread, then we do the wine, the juice. I find it interesting that the word actually says that after dinner, he took the cup. And he said, this goblet of wine is a metaphor. It represents the blood that I'm going to spill tomorrow. And it's the only answer to sin. It's the only thing that can free you. It's the only thing that can remove sin. My blood is the only thing that can remove sin. It isn't penance. It isn't good works. It isn't trying your best. It isn't trying to make good on a mistake. All those things are good. That's part of repentance. But first and foremost, you're forgiven and you're washed. The sin is washed because of the blood of Jesus. And what this does, it just simply is a metaphor. It's an illustration. This juice represents the blood of Jesus. No, it doesn't turn into blood. It's just juice. It'll always be just juice. But it's the metaphor to remember. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. This blood's for you. This blood's for you. That's better than bud, isn't it? This blood's for you. Let's partake together. Oh, Jesus, what a matchless king. So two things I want you to write down this week, the things you're grateful for. And second of all, I want you to tell someone about Jesus. I want you to invite someone to watch us online even. Remember I said that those are curious or those that have just made a decision for Jesus? It isn't as threatening, it isn't as intimidating to just watch online. Emerge Church AB on the YouTube channel, Emerge Church AB, and watch us and enjoy and be part of the family of God. Father, we thank you for your incredible goodness. Thank you, Jesus, for living and dying and rising again that we can have life. Thank you, Jesus, that when complain and fuss and lament comes over us, that your word instructs us to shout it out, to praise it out, to declare it out, to be thankful it out. And thank you, Jesus, that everything changes when we're grateful, and we are grateful. Father, bless these beautiful people. Jesus, we give you 2021. We give you 2021, and we say, Lord, give us the grace to surrender. Give us the grace, Lord, to yield. Give us the grace to have a year more healthy, more whole, more discerning, more yielding. And that'll come exclusively by your grace. We receive it today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. God bless you. And God bless you. Worship team, would you just lead us? Would you lead us?